With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has voted to fund most of the government after President Trump and Democrats struck a deal last week on Homeland Security. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Senators passed the measure a few hours before Friday's midnight deadline. To win passage of the bill, the president agreed to fund Homeland Security at current levels for 2 weeks, while lawmakers debate new restrictions on federal immigration raids demanded by Democrats. Because of the change in DHS funding, the bill heads back to the House, which is not due back until Monday. So technically, part of the government is shut down temporarily this weekend, but the impact should be minimal before the House vote. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge is ordering the release of a 5-year-old boy from a Texas detention center. More from correspondent Donna Warder.
A federal judge has ordered the release of 5-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos and his father from an ICE detention center in Texas by Tuesday, the judge saying that the case has its genesis in the ill-conceived and incompetently implemented government pursuit of daily deportation quotas. The boy's detention sparked an outcry, with images of the child wearing a blue bunny hat and Spider-Man backpack being surrounded by U.S. ICE officers in a Minneapolis suburb last month. I'm Donna Warder.
They're calling it a bomb cyclone, and it's starting to bring heavy snow to the southeast, ushering in frigid temperatures to much of the east coast. About 240 million people are under cold weather advisories and winter storm warnings. Several people injured after gunfire broke out during a Mardi Gras parade in Clinton, Louisiana. Local outlets saying at least 3 people shot, possibly as many as 6. A federal grand jury says she won't halt the immigration enforcement surge in Minnesota and the Twin Cities as a lawsuit over it proceeds. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on a new poll regarding abortion.
The Marist University survey reveals that 67% of Americans oppose abortion on demand for any reason and believe that the procedure should be limited. 63% think that doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel who have religious objections to abortion should not be required to perform one. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says, quote, "The American people are far more pro-life than the media would have us believe." Michael Harrington reporting.
The federal agency in charge of enforcing workplace anti-discrimination laws has voted to rescind their own guidance on how to guard against harassment at work. The Equal Opportunity Commission's new Republican majority voted to rescind the Biden-era document because it promotes transgenderism. EEOC Chairman Andrea Lucas says, "It's neither harassment nor discrimination for a business to draw distinctions between the sexes in providing single-sex bathrooms." This is SRN News. It's that time of year when people are signing up for health care coverage. Economist Steve Moore says those on Obamacare are in for some sticker shock.
The Obamacare plans have actually dramatically increased costs. Remember when Barack Obama said that this would drive down costs and would be the Affordable Care Act? We're finding that the price for plans now have doubled to tripled in just 15 years.
Steve Moore made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. The partial government shutdown is a lot different from the record-long shutdown in the fall. That's mostly because the shutdown that began Saturday may not last long. When the House returns Monday, lawmakers will try to pass legislation quickly that would end the shutdown. Congress has passed half this year's funding bills, and that means several important federal agencies and programs continue to operate. Nutrition assistance programs should be unaffected. Essential functions will continue. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.